Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show. -10. And it is a biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip-hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Hey, hey, what's going on? The Hour Show in effect once again. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us tonight. Yes, indeed, it's Celebrity Thursday. You already know how we do it. D. Slade and the crew is in the building. I got CK. I got the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building. I got my peeps in the building. And tonight, it's Celebrity Thursday. You already know. Tonight, we will be talking to the legendary blue-eyed soul singer and songwriter himself, the legendary Mr. Bobby Caldwell, will be in the building with us tonight. Absolutely. We will be talking with Mr. Caldwell tonight, getting it in with him. And a little later in the show, we will be talking to, in the second half of the show, we will be talking to superstar musician, composer, singer, songwriter, and member of the of Prince's New Power Generation band, the lovely Miss Cassandra O'Neill, will be in the building with us as well. So it's going to be another lovely Celebrity Thursday. We're going to have some fun tonight. So make sure you guys don't go nowhere. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the music. I got some classics for you guys tonight. Got a couple of classic hits for you guys tonight, as well as great music that we play all the time, because the D Hour Show is where real radio is, real music. You better take your medicine. You already know. And if you are a singer, hip-hop artist, if you are a poet, you like to have your music showcased on the D Hour Show, you like to be interviewed on the D Hour Show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D Hour Show. Absolutely fire. If you cold, you better turn on the D Hour Show, because the damn show will warm you up. I got my peeps in the building. Absolutely. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
And I guess you wonder where I've been.
Ah, yeah.
To find the love within.
Here we go.
Coming back to let you know. Got a thing for you that I can't let go. The Hour Show Radio family. What's going on, D Slate and the world? How's everybody doing out there this evening?
We are doing well. We are doing well, Miss Fabulous. Can't wait to enjoy this show tonight. Can't wait to talk to the legendary Mr. Caldwell and the superstar musician, Miss O'Neill. We're going to get it in tonight.
Oh, this is going to be outstanding. I mean, definitely Bobby Caldwell is iconic to all different types of genres and demographics across the board. He really is the epitome of music. And Miss Cassandra O'Neill, definitely a huge fan of hers as well on the musical end as a musician. I can totally relate. So this show is going to be phenomenal. And thank you all for tuning in with us on this evening, November 1st, 2012.
There it is. Oh, November 1st, 2012. We are in the 1st of November, and you already know Turkey Day is upon us, and Black Friday as well. So that will be coming toward the end of the month. So just sit back and relax. I got my brother CK in the building. CK, what's good, bro?
What's going on, D-Slay? How you doing, Ms. Fabulous? How's
hey,
it going tonight?
CK.
What's going on?
Not
how
too much,
feeling?
Brother. Not too much.
I hear you. Well, I just want to say I'm ready for tonight. We're going to have a wonderful show. Not only we having Bobby Caldwell, we having this lady girl from the generation. You know, I love this music. You know, I just love everything. I mean, Miss O'Neill, I just can't do it. You know, I got to get it in with y'all. And then don't forget, we got our On the Couch session with CK, so we look forward to a wonderful show tonight because we are radio.
There it is. We are radio, and if you don't understand that, I don't know what else to tell you. We are radio. We are family. I don't want to go too many weeds. I don't want people to think we're French, but you know, I mean, you know, it's just real like that. It's just real like that. Hey guys, you know what? I definitely can't wait until we, get into some of the fabulous news and On the Couch with CK. I know there's quite a few things going on, in entertainment and in the world, you know. CeeLo Green is in the news. It's just so many different things going on right now. So, man, I definitely can't wait to hear what's going on and what's going on with some of the celebrity gossip and just some of the different things that's going on out there. So, man, I absolutely can't wait to see what you guys are going to be talking about tonight.
Yes, absolutely, I'm ecstatic.
Miss Fabulous, how was your weekend?
You know, my weekend was wonderful. We're beyond Medic Monday and, you know, Trying Tuesday and definitely Winning Wednesday. So today is Testimony Thursday and,
there
you know,
is.
One more day until the, of course, no other than Fabulous Friday, of course, did you ask?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
so
right.
I'm ecstatic. You know, there's so many things that are going on in the month of November, as you briefly indicated. So, however, I'm going to expound upon that. And I'm give some upcoming observances within the month of November. Definitely really ecstatic about, you know, what's to come. We have one more month until 2013 and, you know, election day next week. So, you know, definitely I want you all to sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And I just want to commend you all, you know, and being listening audience because we cannot possibly do any of this without you all. So definitely if you can hear me in Radio Airland, you know, clap twice if you can hear me, and definitely thank you so very much to the Fifth Power for tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio.
That's it. And, you know, I don't want people to be confused as to what I was talking about. You know, people probably thought I said, hey, how was your weekend? No. What I stated was, how is your week ending? Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. See, I didn't know what I was talking about. How was your week ending, bro?
That's right.
First, it's ended on a really good note. I got my family in the studio tonight. We're going to interview two wonderful, great, talented people. We just going to set it off. You know, Celebrity Thursday is the night that we set it off. And we end with the stars. That's all I can tell you.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. CK, Miss Fabulous, we in the building. We got many, many things coming up into the show tonight, so definitely sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Plus, we got hits. You already know we got that. We play the hits all the time on the D-Hour show, as usual, and we got a couple of hits for you guys. We're going to kick it off real quick before we get our first special guest in the building. And speaking of that, our special guest, we're going to start off the hits with Mr. Bobby Caldwell's number one hit, What You Won't Do for Love, right here on the D-Hour show, Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, it's time to get it in.
I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me, but I'm in a daze from your love, you see. Would not do, make me do for love what I would not do.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate at CK and the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building with me right now. My incredible co-host getting it in with me tonight. That was the superwoman herself, Miss Karen White, with her new single, Seize the Day, off of her new album, Carpe Diem. Definitely make sure you guys check that out. And before that was the legendary blue-eyed singer himself, Mr. Bobby Caldwell, with his hit, What You Won't Do for Love, getting it in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure, all of our pleasure, to introduce our first guest for tonight. Legendary singer-songwriter Bobby Caldwell is back with a brand new album of original songs scheduled for release on August 23rd, House of Cards. Demonstrates Bobby's prowess as a vocalist, composer, musician, arranger, and producer. One of the most prolific blue-eyed soul singers, Bobby Caldwell has been performing to audiences throughout the U.S. and Asia since his first hit, What You Won't Do for Love, in '79. As a songwriter, he has written for hits The Box Gag, Chicago, Peter Cetera, Amy Grant, The Commodores, Al Jarreau, and many others. Even the rap generation is familiar with Bobby's songs, which has been sampled by Common, Tupac Shakur, Notorious B.I.G., and many more. Bobby has also made his mark as one who carries the torch for the American songbook. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure. And please give a warm D. Albert Show welcome to the legendary Mr. Bobby Caldwell.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for that.
Bobby.
Oh, absolutely. That was quite an introduction, man.
Well, you deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. I can attest, as far as Ms. Fabulous and CK, we're big fans of your music. I've been loving your music since the late 70s, and you have some incredible music, and it's an absolute honor and blessing to have you on the show with us tonight.
Well, it's lovely to be here, man.
Now, first, before we really get into it, how are you doing? I know you guys got a little battered by the storm out there. So how are you guys doing out there?
Well, believe it or not, we're still here without power, man. So
wow.
It there's still about 1 million people without power.
Wow.
But you know, it's a trade-off. That's what you get when you live in the Northeast, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I really do truly hope, and definitely the prayers and the condolences is going out to yourself and everybody out there that's going through that whole ordeal, and hopefully the president and you know, the rest of the government and Congress will be able to get everything situated for you guys and get that power back on.
Well, you know, we thank you for your thoughts, man. Absolutely.
First and foremost, you have probably one of the greatest hits in music history. I mean, I know there's so many people out there who don't know your music. Now, I know when I first heard you have one of those voices. I gotta say, you have one of those voices, and I remember having a funny conversation with my parents about it, and I was listening to your music. I remember, and I know everybody was like, "Man, this is an incredible song." And then when people finally got a chance to see who was singing the song, and they're like, "Man, this is a white guy singing a song." They're like, "Man, this guy's absolutely incredible," you know. And I always tell people that, you know, back in the late 70s or back in the 80s, that's when real music was being aired on the airwaves and on television and different things like that. So
yeah, people were actually singing and playing, man.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we're missing today. And it's one of those, I guess, it's, you know, it's one of those things where when you're dealing with new technology and, you know, you're dealing with a new generation of music artists and singers and everything like that. But your music is timeless, and you know, to be able to have longevity in this business, I think is such a huge gift, and not a lot of artists can say that. But, you know, just your career in music, I mean, how well has it done for you? And, how do you feel about the way music is perceived then and where it's being perceived now?
Oh, well, I think you nailed it on the head, man. It's just, it's a symptom of, you know, a new generation that grew up with computers, which enabled them to, like, make records, you know, and be able to kind of float through the whole experience. And, you know, out-of-tune vocals, well, that can be fixed. Everything is either modeled or synthesizer or drum machines. You don't really get this sense that, at least for the most part, there's somebody behind the record.
Absolutely.
Now, I just think, you know, music was bound to change. I do see, you know, some of the young acts going back to the roots again, you know, trying to duplicate, you know, the Philly or Motown sound and all
yes.
that stuff. So there's some, you know, great new acts. But I think that would be my biggest observation about, you know, it just seems like there's a lack of great songs that are different, you know.
Now, do you also agree, because I know I've had this conversation with so many, so many of the celebrity artists on the show. We've had this conversation so many times and laughed and joked about it. But it just really seems like, you know, the music today is just missing a little bit of personality. It's missing some originality, and you know, it's more so about numbers and album sales and different things like that. But everybody sounds the same. It's really hard to differentiate the difference between who's singing this song, who's singing that song. So it makes it really hard to enjoy the music.
Well, check this out. I mean, we also live with this new generation that, you know, they don't have home stereos. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
They're
absolutely
listening to everything on a pair of, you know, headphones that are the size of a dime, and everything's really compressed. That's how they get all the music in there. So it tends to make records, you can't, they have no ambience, no air. And when you go back and listen to, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire and everything, that's where a lot of the excitement comes from.
A lot of the live performances and singing with live bands, I mean, that's the kind of music, you know, I mean, that type of music, you know, it you know, what they call feel-good music, and, you know, the kind of music that inspired, you know, the kind of music that not only inspired, you know, the artists that were singing the song, but also inspired other individuals to become great musicians and singers themselves.
Well, I hope that's right. You know, like, you know, I've seen in the past a lot of young rappers, for instance.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how they know about me, and I've got to guess that, you know, they're going through their mom and dad's record collection. you understand
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And maybe stumble across it. So. And thank God for that.
Well, I got to say, talking with a lot of hip-hop artists and rappers and different things like that, your music is a big hit in the rap community. You know, they absolutely love your music. And, you know, there's a few artists, you know, like yourself, who's a really big hit in the rap community. And I think that truly speaks volumes about your music and the kind of artist that you are.
Well, I tell you what, it's flattering when somebody else, like, samples your song or something. And a lot of times I get asked, you know, does that disturb you, or
right,
do you have any feelings about it? And I,
right,
the only thing I've ever felt about it is flattery, that they would think enough of any song to, you know, put their own spin on it.
Now, I've gotten an opportunity to listen to the new music, and I absolutely love it, of course. As usual, you know, you have incredible music. Your new album, House of Cards, tell us a little bit about that and the inspiration going into that.
Well, the inspiration was kind of multifold. The biggest inspiration was it's been 5 years since my last album. So as the mortgage gets harder and harder to meet, is a big inspiration for you right there.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yeah, but during this 5 years, you know, I'm like toying around with some ideas and melodies,
right,
and setting things aside, and all of a sudden, come today, I'm getting really serious about making the record. I, you know, I had like dozens and dozens of things to go through, and a lot of them weren't worth putting on a record. So I tried to pick out the songs that I thought people would get long-time enjoyment from, albeit that, you know, they're very diverse. Each song is, you know, got a different story to tell. But it's made the project a lot more fun for me, being able to stretch out on guitar and, you know, do
right,
different concepts with song ideas.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said before, I love the music. I love the new music, and we're going to debut two of your songs tonight. Game On and What About Me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely going to give the audience a chance to listen to your new music. I love it. I know they're going to love it as well.
Oh, man, I appreciate it so very much.
Oh, not at all. Absolutely. It's a pleasure. I got my other co-host in the building, Miss Fabulous. Do you have any questions for Mr. Caldwell?
Oh, I was having my hand up, and I was like, pick me. I cannot wait until it's my turn to speak. OMG. How are you, Bobby Caldwell?
I'm doing good, and you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing so fabulous right now. It is a distinct honor to be able to be on the phone in this conversation and this moment, because you're so iconic. Anytime you say the word, anytime you say your name, it is associated with legendary. And the other operative word is iconic. And see, those are two words that the generation, not even X or next, I would probably say XYZ, are dealing with, are what is hip here and now. From your era, it's debuted as pretty much real music. And I remember being in Boston, Massachusetts. That's why I'm from. You know, we drive cars. And I remember being on the T, you know, on the green line and the orange line and going to Filene's basement. And lo and behold, I think I was probably around, you know, I'm almost 40. So, you know, January is a wonderful month. I remember being in the store with galoshes on because in Boston, snow is just ridiculous. But to fast forward, the song was playing like around, you know, 79, 80.
Right.
I remember that song playing in the store, and I was singing the lyrics. And my mom said, "Get your hand off your hips at your grown self singing that song. What do you know about that song? How did you learn that song?" I'm like, "I like it." So between you, Bobby Caldwell, Michael McDonald, you know, Bob Skaggs, I was just not your normal, you know, preteen. You know what I mean? So
yeah, well, you named a couple other bad boys there, that's for sure.
Okay, exactly. That's the lineup right there. So even, you know, Sir Elton John, Benny and the Jets, you know, things of that nature. And I know some other people that were mentioned, Amy Grant and Peter Cetera. I love them as well. So I am a huge musical fan. But to kind of get back into the line of questioning, basically what, well, where do you draw or where do you find inspiration to create such music? You know, it was mentioned that, yes, we see that you're, you know, Caucasian, but however, your music is so well influenced and so well accepted in the African-American community and demographics, and not just here, Americanly speaking, you know, domestically, internationally. So how do you find so much inspiration, and how are you able to motivate and change so many lives with a song? You know, that's a hit song, but you're not a one-hit wonder with so much of your music. Where do you draw inspiration?
You know, let me talk about influences, because when I was growing up, you know, the Hot 100 really was the top 40. And in that format, there were so many different styles of music, and I really loved them all. So I was an avid radio listener. And then, you know, during the early 60s, as I, you know, kept glued to the radio, I was really influenced by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, the Spinners, OJs, Sam Cooke for sure. And then I migrated, you know, then got distracted by the Beatles and, you know, some of the hard rock groups, Steely Dan, Earth, Wind & Fire, big time. So I'm kind of like all over the map. Even Sinatra was a big influence on me.
Oh, wow.
And all of this is kind of goes into the songwriting, you know. But I think back in 79, I was kind of like, my head was in a space of, you know, this is what I've been doing in clubs for years, was like playing Earth, Wind records, Spinners and stuff in my band. So it was easy for me to, you know, get labeled a blue-eyed soul singer. And I understand, you know, you would mention Michael McDonald. He has a similar story to tell. When he was growing up, he was basically in a top 40 band and doing, you know, the R&B hits. And, you know, I think that's pretty much all he knew. And you got the end result today, which is, you know, one of the monster singers of all time.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bobby, also in the 70s, you know, music really was colorblind. You know, it was the disco era, it was the funk, the fusion, you know, the R&B was kind of like breaking its way in there, the latter part of the 70s, early 80s, you know, and then it got into a different demographic. But, you know, but people don't even know that, you know, this is to our listening audience, that Soul Eye Brothers or, you know, that genre is actually a real genre for music, you know. And I guess now that your trendy pop artist or whatever the case may be will be classified as that. But, you know, I just want to just say more or less a statement more than a question. You know, just thank you so, so very much for longevity. You know, and I often ask people, be it our national recording artists or our indie artists that are breaking into the industry, are you able to play Vegas in 10 years or nonetheless 10 minutes? You know, because everything is just so constantly forever changing. So you have a stint of longevity. Your music is very heartfelt, and, you know, it's people joining hands across the world. When you can move people, you know, with your music and your words and make people fall in love again, you have really done something tremendous. It's a movement. So I thank you. And, you know, my father, rest in peace, he passed away last year. But the Jamaican community, we love that song. My father played it over and over and over and over again between you and Donna Summer. You know, rest in peace to her as well.
Yeah.
OMG, you have no idea.
Yes,
that song, I was like, wow. You know, thank you so much.
It had to be Last Dance. Was that
yes.
the one?
Yes.
The Donna Summer song?
Yes, Last Dance and Meg Off the Pot and mm-hmm. What You Won't Do for Love. Those three, I guess, stayed on repeat on the A-track, I promise you. That's all they played at cock parties, you know,
yeah.
down in the basement.
And that's hard to do.
Yeah, hey, listen,
yes.
I still know some people with A-tracks in their car.
Okay.
Those diehards.
Right,
absolutely.
Right on. Right on.
Well,
oh, this is so classic.
Well, Bobby, definitely before, I definitely got a couple more questions. I know my other co-host, CK, does. But before we do that, I definitely want to go ahead and debut your two new songs right now. And definitely let the audience get a listen and get a feel for your new music. And if you have time when we come back, we would definitely like to get a couple more questions with you.
Okay, sounds great, man.
Absolutely. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the D-Hour show right now, Celebrity Thursday with the legendary Mr. Bobby Caldwell. We're getting ready to debut Bobby's two new hits off his new album, Game On and What About Me, right here on Celebrity Thursday on the D-Hour show, the world premiere. Bobby, Mr. Caldwell, if you please, can you go ahead and introduce your songs for everybody?
Sure. This is the first cut off the album, House of Cards, and appropriately titled Game On.
There it is, right here on Celebrity Thursday. We'll be back with more with Bobby Caldwell. Don't go nowhere.
Stay, keep it locked. Thank you.
another show for you.
Never had a clue.
Before we met, I was doing fine. Then I strung along like a fish on a line. It's true.
You made me a believer, but you were thinking only of yourself. What about me? What about the love we made? Did you think so little of those special nights?
Absolutely. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday. That was the D Hour Show world premiere of Mr. Bobby Caldwell's new hit singles, Game On and What About Me, right here, getting it in. And absolutely, in the D Hour virtual studio, we have the legendary Mr. Bobby Caldwell himself. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you folks doing?
Absolutely. Ooh, doing great. Doing great. Again, like I said, great songs. I love the new music. I got some feedback from, you know, some of the listeners, and they're saying that they love the new music and can't wait to hear the new album.
Oh man, that's you got fast response there.
They give it to me fast, Bobby. They give it to me fast.
And we love when that happens.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. And I have my other co-host in the building, my other partner, CK. CK, you got any questions for Mr. Caldwell?
Mr. Caldwell, thank you for coming on to the show. I am a huge fan of yours. I appreciate what you have done for music and being a part of a great music history for all of us. I'm going to do two quick questions into one.
Okay.
On your new album, what's your favorite song out of the whole album?
I think my favorite one is It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Okay. Any particular reason for why you like that one overall?
I love the imagery of it. It feels like a small little nightclub, and it's not laden down with a bunch of background vocals and everything. It's just one guy talking to another guy, giving him the lowdown on this chick, you know. And it's got kind of an urgency that way. So, and I like when that happens in a song.
That's great. Now, my second part of that question is, as a legendary singer, icon, superstar, I mean, you know, overall, what kind of advice could you give upcoming singers who are starting out, who are still performing in local clubs, local different events, who have recorded but have not become mainstream?
Well, if I answered that question 25 years ago, it would have been a totally different answer. But but now, I can only, you know, remind them of what I've learned from them and I'm still learning for the young artists. So, it's, you know, it's all about the social media now. You got to think about, you know, putting a video on YouTube. Hopefully containing, you know, some of your music. And you search for ways to gain popularity, you know, in that manner. You got to keep playing live. Even though you might be, you know, in some club off some beaten track, you got to keep playing live. But the most important thing is, you know, having your Facebook out there, having your LinkedIn out there, and, you know, something on YouTube. It's a different music business today, and it's possibly,
yes,
it's a little tougher.
Yes,
but
for the young bloods, it shouldn't be, you know, because they're the tech generation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I definitely agree. I'm kind of curious, as Bobby, to know 25 years ago, how would you have answered that question?
Oh, it's 25 years ago. It was a press the flesh business. 25 years ago, you used to gather up four or five guys in your band, hop in a bus, and drive to California to do a showcase at some obscure little theater for a record label.
Wow.
And, you know, sometimes, not often, but sometimes you walk away with your first record deal. And find yourself in the studio with an upcoming release. So this just doesn't happen anymore.
Wow. That's true. That is definitely true. Well, I think that it's really important. And I know Miss Fabulous, she talked about it earlier when she mentioned, you know, you having longevity in this business because, I mean, there's a lot of artists, in pretty good artists, I'll admit, who can't say that they've had that type of career or that type of length of time in the music business. So to be able to say, you know, I've been in this business for 30 years or I've been in this business for 40 years, I think that says a lot about your talent. It says a lot about the kind of artist that you are or the kind of artist that I'm pretty sure a lot of these new artists really want to be and really look up to, because I think at the end of the day, when you're trying to become a great artist or a great musician, you really want to still be able to say after so many amount of years, hey, I'm still going strong in this music business. I'm still going strong in this entertainment genre, and I feel lucky and I feel blessed to be able to go for as long as I have. Well known in this business.
Man, yeah, let me tell you, man. Every day, I thank, you know, thank the God that it's still allowed me to like perform and record. Yeah, I guess I'm one of the fortunate few that has survived the decades. But you know, I also love what I'm doing. So you gotta love what you're doing to get in here.
Yes. That's very important. Now, my last question for you, the attention and the love that you get overseas, how is that for you? I know it's different for a lot of people, but how is that for you?
Well, I started going over overseas in 79. Excuse me. And especially in Japan, it's been an incredible market for me, because the fans over there, once they adopt you and they take you into their hearts, they don't let you go. They stand by you.
Oh, man.
And so that's kind of been the way it's been for me, and I've tried to go over there every year for the last 32 years.
Wow.
Now I look out into the audience, and it's the fans from the 70s. Now they're grandparents, and their sons and daughters are now parents with their kids, so it's three generations. And that's
wow.
kind of that's an eerie feeling.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I think that, and I think you hit it on the head. I think that when they take you into their hearts, they really don't let you go, and they save a really nice place for you, in their hearts. So when artists like yourself do come over to perform, you get such a great reception. It's a beautiful feeling. It is,
and I thank God every day that I'm still able to do it, and can make a living out of it.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say, Bobby, it was an absolute honor, man. It was a pleasure to have you on the show with us tonight. We love your music, and we're going to continue to keep supporting you and your incredible music for as long as you keep giving it to us. And even after that, we're going to keep on playing your music and definitely showing support. If anybody wanted to listen to your music or, catch up with you online, where would they be able to find you at?
They'd be able to find me at BobbyCaldwell.com.
And there it is.
It's an easily navigated website. The first thing that should pop up is the new album. And then there's a tour dates page and a discography page and a biography page. And other links to other related websites.
Sounds good. Definitely, guys, make sure you go and check out BobbyCaldwell.com, and you can get everything and anything and everything that you need regarding Mr. Caldwell and his music. And definitely make sure you check him out on Twitter as well.
You can also find the new album on Amazon.
There it is.
Yeah, The House of Cards, or House of Cards, which... I don't think just the word "the" is that important at this point.
Oh, not at all. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. But definitely, Mrs. Fabulous, you have any closing comments for Bobby?
Oh, I most certainly do. First and foremost, again, I would like to extend a very hearty thank you for taking out time to share with us your wonderful interview and just your beautifully made music and just impacting lives. Thank you so, so very much, Bobby, for that. And I want to comment more so on your two songs in which they were debuted. I like the sound. I mean, it's a different feel. It's kind of like reminds me of the big band with the collaboration of a sultry R&B, live instrumentation back in the day, how they had the part one and two, the Marvin Gaye's, the Love Unlimited Orchestra. I mean, I really love that symphonic sound meshed with the new age R&B, and your voice is still phenomenal. So, that is, again, a true testament to you as an artist to say that, number one, you have longevity, and number two, you have longevity in doing something that you enjoy, but you're excellent at what you do. So, back in the time, it was more or less who you know, but now it's what you know to keep yourself going and motivated. So, again, thank you so, so very much, and we're going to continue to pray for you all so you can weather the storm, and hopefully everything is restored, and definitely I'm going to, as the kids say, cop a copy of your newest project. I really like it, and I'm just waiting, and I'm very excited to hear more. Thank you.
Well, bless your heart for that. Thanks a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
CK, any closing comments for Bobby?
Well, Bobby, I just want to say thank you again for coming on. I too pray for you all to have power to come on soon in every one of your city. I just say, keep doing you. I have to get the new album myself. I have to listen to it in my car because sitting around at home, everybody's going to be trying to play the CD. So, you know, I got to do what I got to do. So,
yeah, I know that thing well, man.
Well, Bobby, I just want to say again, it was an honor. Man, I'm so happy we got a chance to talk to you. And as far as we're concerned here on the D Hour Network, you have a home here now. The door is always open for you. You got a key to our house. And we will continue to keep supporting you and loving everything that you do. And
well, that sounds pretty good, man. You guys have electricity and I don't.
Yeah,
we're
definitely good for us.
That's
we
right. Yeah, I'll take the key and come on over.
Yeah, okay. Don't tell me about the car, Ron.
Thank you, folks.
I've tried everything, but I won't give up.
There you go.
Or Bobby, you have a blessed night. We're definitely going to pray for you guys over there and continue to be safe and keep giving us great music because we're going to keep listening to it.
Well, thank you, man.
All right, you
Absolutely.
Have a blessed night.
Appreciate the time, folks.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
All the best. Bye.
Thank you. You have a good one.
The D Hour Show. Yes, he was. The D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday with the legendary Bobby Caldwell. Absolutely. We're going to take a couple of hits with a quick music break. And when we come back, oh, yeah, we have the fabulous news. The fabulous
yes.
news when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time yes. for a hit. Yes, it is. It is time for a hit break. And like I said before, we got more incredible music coming up for you later, the latter part of the show and the second half of the show coming up in a little bit, in about 15 minutes. We will be talking to superstar musician, composer, singer, songwriter, and member of Prince's New Power Generation band, the beautiful Miss Cassandra O'Neill, is going to be in the building with us right now. I got another classic hit from another incredible, legendary artist, the lovely Miss Stephanie Mills, with I Never Knew Love Like This Before. Right here.
Yay.
Love like this before. Now I'm lonely, never.
Yes, indeed. Back again. You never knew love like this before with Stephanie Mills right here on the D-Hour Show Celebrity Thursday. Getting it in, ladies and gentlemen. Playing the hits right now, ladies and gentlemen. And it's and we're so blessed to have you guys listening, so thank you so much. But right now, we're bringing in Miss Fabulous with the Fabulous News.
Hola, bonjour to all of our listening audience, the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, but for the sake of this conversation, Miss Fabulous. I'm going to present to you on today, 1 November 2012, the Fabulous News. For the month of November, we have a lot of observances. To begin with, Aviation Month, Child Safety and Protection Month, Good Nutrition Month, very good, no pun intended, International Drum Month. Y'all hear the beating on the cafeteria table?
Okay.
Right. Exactly. Right. We have Latin American Month, National Adoption Month, very, very imperative. That is a great thing. Also, National Model Railroad Month, okay. Need to phone a friend about that one. And Peanut Butter Lovers Month. Wow. Try to save that with peanut butter in your mouth.
I can't even do it.
Right. That pun was for our adult listening audience only. And I digress. Also, today is November 1st, 2012. It is All Saints Day. Now, figure that. Yesterday was what? Halloween's Day.
Halloween.
You see how I put an S on the end, right? It's plural, right? So Halloween,
right.
And then today is All Saints Day. I can appreciate that. I think that's a man-made holiday. I have to do my research on that. It's National Authors Day and also National Family Literacy Day. Try to spell literacy. You say yay. Okay, Authors Day. That's right, CK. And you are an author, and I'm an authoress. To include Fabulous as well.
Off
tomorrow
the list.
Is
like
authoress. That's right. Google it, you know, whatever you need to do, but yeah, authoress. tomorrow is November 2nd, and it's going to be Cookie Monster's birthday. Wow. Now, Mitt Romney, are you going to call and say happy birthday? Oh, my bad. You're going to probably, if being the operative word, the guy with the red tie, if you get into office, we won't be able to say happy birthday because there'll be no... Let me go ahead and move on. Let's move on. Okay, and I digress. Daniel Boone's birthday, he was born in 1734. And also tomorrow is National Double Eggs Day. Now, I'm telling you, it's going to have to be plenty of air freshener going around the office on tomorrow, because I'm telling you, honey, I love some deviled eggs. Now,
me too.
All Saints Day today, yesterday Halloween, and then deviled eggs day tomorrow. You know,
I
what? The enemy is so busy.
I prefer to have
angel eggs,
but I eat deviled eggs too, so.
Yeah, exactly. By way of entertainment news, Amy Winehouse, the late Amy Winehouse, loved her. So wedding's dress was stolen. And resources state the Amy Winehouse wedding dress has been stolen from the late singer's former home in North London, as BBC reports. Winehouse wore the dress when she married ex-husband Blake Finder in 2007. After Amy Winehouse passed away in 2011, her possessions were cataloged and stored at her house in Camden. And then when that occurred, everything had been moved over a period of a year. The dress was, among other items, slated to have been sold at a fundraiser in New York next year. This was a quote: "People need to know that they are not supposed to be out there on the market, but they should be not necessarily to try, but to buy them." And all these things were accumulated after the passing of Amy Winehouse, so they can incorporate into a fundraiser. It doesn't give the specific need for why funds were going to be raised. The message continue on as into where the dress Amy Winehouse wore on the cover of Back to Black. I love that album. Sold last year for more than, let's get this, $64,000. Another one of her dresses sold for more than $48,000, stated by a spokesperson. Yes. And then lastly, her wedding dress could have fetched as much as $160,000 for a specific foundation. That information was provided by CNN.com. And we're going to move on to the area of politics. And there is a quietness in the room. With the most recent incident of Hurricane Sandy, there was talk about maybe postponing the election. Well, this is one of the reasons why that cannot occur. With Superstorm Sandy leaving communities underwater, stranding millions without power as of now, and then consuming public resources in various states, next Tuesday's vote for the president could have been moved to a later date. However, no is the word that we have to use right now. I have to focus. No, it can't. Without passage of a new federal law, voting for the president is required to take place on Tuesday, November 6th, as planned. This would be a partial postponement, that's a new word, everybody, that's why it's imperative to go to school, on voting efforts. It has to be done on that day because Election Day, they aren't voting directly for the choice of the president and the vice president. Instead, they are voting to select representatives or electors to the Electoral College, and the body is actually determined by who will be president and vice president. So it's basically a legendary reason, and it's held to be significant. The Constitution gives Congress the authority to determine time of choosing those electors. In 1845, Congress passed a law that set Tuesday immediately following the first Monday in November to be the election date as well as the election year across the country. Very, very interesting. Last but not least, by way of news for the world, again, this information is provided on CNN.com. 7 ways to manage stress in a disaster. In light of the most recent hurricane, Category 1 storm, tropical storm, it all depends on which region or demographic. There are far too many within the last few days that had some toughness and had some recent memories that will not dissipate overnight. Basically, number one, keep in touch in the event that something occurs like this, acts of God or inclement weather or things beyond our control. Keep in touch. Connection and communication are both critical. Number two, take care of yourself and get back into your routines. It's going to be extremely arduous for you to do that, but do the best that you can as you strive to return to normalcy. Basically, it's a tendency to overwork yourself so you can get your mind off of those things, but definitely physiologically as well as physically and socially, you definitely have to do that spiritually as well. Number three, the process through storytelling. Communication is a very imperative. Speak with neighbors, friends, and process, and kind of, you know, think about the good times and so on and so forth, but it is really critical to verbalize these things. The more you hold it in, the more that you're going to suffer internally, and that can bring about other things. Number four, honor others by coping. Basically, what I just stated a few minutes ago, processing with family and friends could be very helpful. I'm going to go ahead and skip down to 5, 6, and 7. Limit exposure, watching the media. Well, without electricity, it's going to be a little difficult and challenging. However, if you're able to view in light of what's going on, definitely if you're not ready to accept that right now, maybe find other ways to deal with it. And in your own time, you will do as such. Number six, practice calming and relaxation methods. And last but certainly not least, lend a hand any way you can to help your fellow neighbor and your fellow brother and sister in. My sentiments go out. We were affected over here on the southeast, Virginia, Maryland, Maine, Boston, New York, New Jersey, Jamaica, Bahamas. You know, we were hit very hard. It's going to take some time for rebuilding. However, we are Mayor I Can's, and I is just an understatement. It takes a village a unity and community to build this back up. Last but not least, we're going to be embracing daylight savings time. So remember to fall back in the fall and spring ahead in the spring. So we're going to get another hour of sleep. Let me tell you, that's going to be my new best friend. And then on Tuesday, November 6th, we'll be moving forward. And let's concentrate